This afternoon we are going to think about the Psalm 125, a song of degrees. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth even forever. For the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, lest the righteous put forth their hands unto iniquity. Do good, O Lord, unto those that be good, and to them that are upright in their hearts. As for such as turn aside unto their crooked ways, the Lord shall lead them forth with the workers of iniquity. But peace shall be upon Israel. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This was a psalm written for uncertain days. It was written for uncertain days because in all likelihood the psalmist was living in uncertain times. In the verse 3 he talks about the rod of the wicked. The rod of the wicked, that would indicate that the wicked were on the attack. The wicked were opposing God's people. They were using their rod. They were inflicting pain and injury. These were threatening times. In the verse 5 he talked about those that turned aside unto their crooked ways. And the word crooked would imply duplicity and deceit. So God's people were under threat from those who were deceiving, from those who were seeking to cause injury, those who were seeking to harm the testimony of Israel. So these were uncertain times. But in the midst of these uncertain times, the psalmist had a word of encouragement for the people of God. This is a psalm of many promises. But in particular, the promise of verses 1 and 2 lie at the heart of this psalm. And these are words that we can take with us in life. And whatever your problems may be today, whatever your sufferings may be, whatever your uncertainty may be, these are words that you can carry with you and have in your heart. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abideth forever. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about his people from henceforth, even forever. Remember, these songs of degrees were written for the pilgrims. They were moving up. They were coming to Jerusalem. They were ascending the slopes. And the mountains were round about Jerusalem. And just as the mountains cannot be moved, one generation comes, and that generation passes away, and then another generation arises. But the mountains will remain. So here we have a picture of something solid, something immovable. The mountains cannot be removed. And as the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord is constantly round about his people. And this is so encouraging and so helpful to us. We do not know exactly when this psalm was written, but some believe it was written in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah. If this was the case, then the context is most appropriate, because in the days of Nehemiah, as he was leading the people in rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, there were those who lived in the land who sought to prevent the people, and their names were Sanballat and Tobiah, and they were fearful of a resurgent Jewish people in Israel, and so they tried to prevent them. But Nehemiah taught the people to trust in the Lord, to lean upon the Lord, and he trusted God's promise, and God protected his people and enabled them to rebuild the walls and to establish themselves once again in the land of their fathers. What's troubling you today? What is it that's worrying you in life? What problems, what cares do you have? What distresses do you have? Do you know the presence of God? In order that you might know the presence of God, you first of all need to know the Lord as your Saviour. Because we do live in a very uncertain world. And in this uncertain world, we live in an uncertain body. Life is unpredictable. And at any moment in time, life will disappear. And it must disappear. We know not when that day will come, but it will arise. And that's why it's so important that we know the Lord. Whenever you know the Lord, you have something that you can depend upon. His loving kindness is better than life itself, because life will disappear, but God's mercy will always remain with us. He will never remove the mercy of God with us. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, and abideth forever. You see, God promises us eternal life. God promises us that whenever this life will dissipate, whenever this body will be laid to the grave, that we will be present with him forever. That's the promise. They that trust in the Lord will be as Mount Zion that cannot be removed, but abideth forever. And if you are to know the Lord to be with you, if you are to know the Lord's presence, then you need to be trusting him. You need to know the Lord is your Saviour. And are you resting upon him? You know, he is the only rock upon which we can build our faith. We cannot build our faith upon a church. We cannot build our faith upon an institution. We can only build our faith upon Jesus Christ. He is the rock upon which the church is erected. He said to Peter, "Thou art Peter, you're only Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church." Peter never understood himself to be the rock, but Peter clearly understood that Christ was the rock. And he said, "Upon this rock I will build my church." And if we are to know that sense of security, we need to have our lives built upon Christ. We need to be resting upon him. He's the only rock of faith. And are you leaning upon him today? Is he the foundation of life? You know how it is. If a building is being erected, there must be a good foundation. The builders need to dig down to solid rock in order that the construction might be properly supported. That's so important, and it's even more important for life. We need to be resting upon Christ. If you're resting upon your good works, for example, upon your morality, upon your good living, that'll never be enough. That's a shaky foundation. But when you're resting upon Christ, that's something that's solid. We have doubts in life because we trust in ourselves. We have doubts with regard to our relationship with God because we're trusting in ourselves. But we need to be trusting in Christ. He is the rock. Whenever we're trusting upon him, we take a share in his power and his certainty. That's why the hymn writer could pen the words, "When all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay." And just as the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord's round about his people. And this is so tremendous to think the Lord is round about us. The Lord never leaves us. The Lord never forsakes us. If you're a Christian today, the Lord is with you. He's with you now. Wherever you are, whatever your situation, whatever your circumstances, you might say nobody knows about the tears I have and the pains I have. You might say nobody cares. Nobody understands. And yet the Lord cares. The Lord understands because he's right there with you. Paul talked about the Lord being at hand, and that simply means the Lord is at my elbow. That's as close as he is. This was something which Patrick, the apostle to the Irish, clearly understood. And he is, of course, one of the most famous characters from our history and from our church history. And we celebrate his ministry every year, don't we, on St. Patrick's Day. And one of the surviving prayers of St. Patrick is his breastplate. And what a beautiful prayer it is. And it signifies the importance of resting upon the presence of God. Let me read it to you before I finish. "I arise today through God's strength to pilot me, God's might to uphold me, God's wisdom to guide me, God's eye to look before me, God's ear to hear me, God's word to speak for me, God's hand to guard me, God's way to lie before me, God's shield to protect me, God's host to save me from the snares of devils, from temptations of vices, from everyone who shall wish me ill. Christ to shield me today against poison, against burning, against drowning, against wounding, so that there may come to be abundance of reward. Christ with me, Christ before me, Christ behind me, Christ in me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ on my right, Christ on my left, Christ when I lie down, Christ when I sit down, Christ when I arise. I arise today through a mighty strength." It reminds me of Paul's words again. "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Have you Christ in your life today? And how can you have Christ in your life? By confessing your sin directly to the Saviour and crying unto him and asking him to save you, and you will know Christ in you. And that's the very hope of glory. And that's something real and solid to depend on in an uncertain world. I thank you so much for listening.